T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are here for the umpteenth time to call on Bishop Malone to resign, but we're going to start with a different angle this time. Last week in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Archbishop Bernard Hebda began what is called a metropolitan model investigation of one of the bishops of Minnesota. Bishop Heppner of Crookston, Minnesota, was accused of not handling, or mishandling, a case of sexual abuse. And as a result of that, Bishop Hebda decided to begin what is called the metropolitan model. In an investigation of Bishop Heppner, and then the results of that will be sent to the Vatican and the Papal Nuncio for perhaps action on Bishop Heppner. Well, today we're here to call on Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, who is the Metropolitan Archbishop of New York State, to intervene in the Diocese of Buffalo and do something about the mishandling and negligence of Bishop Richard Malone. It's been too long now that Bishop Malone has arrogantly refused to resign. And it is now time, and we know that Cardinal Dolan has been aware of this situation now for several months. It is time for him to implement the metropolitan model, do an investigation, but he doesn't have to do too much investigating because there's been enough evidence through the past couple of years that Bishop Malone cannot be the Bishop of Buffalo any longer. The Buffalo News recent poll of two counties of Catholics was overwhelming. Imagine 86% of Catholics telling the bishop that he should no longer be serving here. That is an astronomical number, especially in a religious context. Why? Well, because Catholics in general, and in particular in a Catholic diocese like Buffalo, we usually don't see numbers like that. Catholics tend to be very, very supportive of their bishop. As Bishop Malone reminds us constantly when he talks about all of those emails he's receiving of support by Catholics. Well, I wonder what he's thinking now when just in two counties, 86% of those 500 people polled, surveyed, want him to leave. Cardinal Dolan, as the Metropolitan Archbishop of New York State, it is time for you not only to get here to Buffalo, but to do something very soon about Bishop Richard Malone. We ask you to intervene with the Papal Nuncio, Archbishop Christophe Pierre, and Pope Francis, and either have Bishop Malone resign immediately or ask Pope Francis to remove him, to fire him. We're way beyond the time and the patience waiting for Bishop Malone to resign. I can't imagine him living in that residence where he lives and every night going to sleep knowing that nearly unanimously, at least in two counties, the people don't want him here anymore. So what is preventing him from resigning except his arrogance, his narcissism? I can't think of any other reason. He claims he wants to be here for 2 more years to clean up the mess, to do something that's going to reform this. But even the people that he appointed to look at reforms have turned on him and said it's no longer viable that he remain as bishop. So today we're here in a different angle to ask Cardinal Timothy Dolan to step in and take action. It must be done immediately. The people of this diocese have suffered too long, and the victim survivors have put up with him too long. Their patience has run out, and they're being re-victimized and re-traumatized. The whistleblowers who have been so courageous deserve to be called heroes rather than turncoats. The seminarians who exposed corruption in Christ the King Seminary deserve to be called heroes and not turncoats. We must act now. Cardinal Dolan, you must act now. Any questions?
So much of the conversation here in Buffalo has been calling on Malone to resign, to remove himself from the position. I mean, are you basically saying that the conversation at this point needs to turn to putting pressure on Cardinal Dolan to act in the situation, essentially?
Yes. It's very clear in Buffalo what has to be done. That poll that was done by the Buffalo News is very, very telling. And so we're clear about what Buffalonians think of Bishop Malone, Catholics. They want him out. Well, now it behooves Cardinal Dolan as the Metropolitan Archbishop of the state to come in and make that happen.
And as you said, this situation has been going on for months. Lots of media reports. Why do you think Cardinal Dolan hasn't yet stepped in?
I don't know. What I'm thinking is we've heard from his spokesman, Joe Zwilling, that Cardinal Dolan is aware of what's going on and has been watching it. Well, it's time to stop watching. Now, another factor in this might be that Cardinal Dolan himself has been accused of not acting more swiftly on sexual abuse by priests in the New York Archdiocese. And this is what I would call the institutional blackmail aspect of this. You know, is Bishop Malone holding that over his head? You know, Father Dennis G. Timone, Father John Paddock are two priests in New York that Dolan did not remove in a timely fashion after receiving credible allegations. They knew in 2003 about Father Donald Timone sexually abusing a young boy in Dutchess County. That young boy ended up committing suicide as an adult after he wrote a book called From Crack to the Cross. So that abuse put him into drugs, and he survived until I think he was 53 when he killed himself. Well, his widow just received a settlement through the Independent Reconciliation and Compensation Program in New York. And she has reported that she told authorities in New York in 2003, and her husband, her late husband, told in 2003. So Cardinal Dolan arrived in 2009. What's he been doing since then? He's had that information. Same with Father John Paddock. He was the pastor of Notre Dame Parish in Manhattan. He was just removed when his victim reported him months and months and months ago. So I don't know if they're holding each other accountable, so to speak, but this is what goes on in the church. So Dolan's got to get up here quickly. Oh yes, I think the other counties that have not been polled will begin to express their displeasure as well. Yeah. 86%. I mean, that is significant, to say the least. That's near unanimity. That's saying, Bishop, you can't stay here. We don't want you. You've messed things up here. You know, please leave. But he's not. Now, another factor, I think, is that 58 priests in Boston signed a letter just before Cardinal Law resigned. I know Father Bob Ziliaks and Father Paul Seil and others have sort of signed on to a petition that's been going around, but it appears that they can't get a significant number of priests. So I call on the priests of the diocese. Have courage. I believe that if you stepped forward and said what the lay people have said, that you must not stay here anymore, Bishop Malone, I think he would resign right away. So, clergy, be courageous.
And obviously, this metropolitan model is fairly new. You know, maybe there's a hesitancy on behalf of cardinals in most metropolitan areas to really act on it since it is new. But that case in Minnesota, maybe not open the floodgates necessarily, but, you know, open a door for, you know, this to be a more common practice that's actually used.
Yes, I think what happened in Minnesota and hopefully what might happen here in New York will be the catalyst for metropolitan archbishops throughout the country to do investigations of bishops who have been negligent, you know, who have mismanaged. And hopefully we'll begin to see the domino effect of that.
Can you just give us a sense of what the perception is of the Buffalo Diocese in this situation, what the perception is in New Jersey and New York City?
Yes and no. For the most part, no. But in New York, it's more prominent. In New Jersey, it wouldn't be because it's a different state. But yes, we have heard it has trickled down, so to speak, downstate to the point where people are wondering, can anything more go on in Buffalo that is either scandalous or crisis-oriented or whatever? They're wondering how Bishop Malone has lasted this long. And the media keeps reporting on it, but he just keeps saying, no, I'm staying. It's real hubris, you know? It's, or as our Jewish friends would say, it's chutzpah to continue in this mode. Oh, I believe it 100%. Between Siobhan O'Connor and Father Richard, we've learned that the bishop was doing things to cover up and hide. You know, keeping files in a vacuum closet, for example, that Siobhan found, and then Father Richard telling us that they were instructed not to talk. Oh, I believe it 100%, because that's the way bishops work. You've heard of the blue code of silence. Well, this is the black and white code of silence, the black shirt and the white collar. And it's endemic to the clergy. It's part of clericalism. You don't air the dirty laundry of the church. Remember, when cardinals are made cardinals, they kneel before the Pope and take a pledge that they will never ever reveal anything that will cause the church any scandal. So they actually have a formal cover-up oath. So that's the way the church, it's not just cardinals, it's bishops too, who behave the same.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.